This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A fire in a COVID-19 hospital ward in western India has killed 18 patients as the country grapples with the worst outbreak yet and steps up a vaccination drive for all its adults, even though some states say they do not have enough jabs. Police say 31 other patients at the welfare hospital were rescued by hospital workers and firefighters early Saturday. India set yet another daily global record with nearly 402,000 new cases, taking its tally to more than 19 million. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris confirmed Friday that the Biden administration will put travel restrictions in place for India due to the COVID-19 surge it's experiencing. She said the decision was made after consulting with their Centers for Disease Control, COVID-19 medical experts, and national security advisors. President Joe Biden on Friday imposed new travel restrictions on India in light of the COVID-19 epidemic, barring most non-U.S. citizens from entering the United States. The new restrictions will take effect on Tuesday, May 4th at 0401 GMT. This also comes as India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. Brazil has stepped back from being the global virus epicenter, at least for now, as burial and hospital services no longer risk collapse. It has ceased to be the virus global epicenter as its death toll ebbed and was overtaken by India's surge. It also comes as cold comforts to many in a country where about 2,400 people have died every day over the past week, triple the amount in the U.S., and that surpassed a milestone of 400,000 deaths on Thursday. This is VOA News. If you're traveling on a plane, train, or bus in the United States, don't put the face mask away yet. Transportation Security Administration said Friday it will extend its mask requirement, which also applies in airports and train stations, through September 13th. The rule took effect February 1st and was set to expire May 11th. The agency said that children up to 2 and people with certain disabilities will continue to be exempted from the mask rule. America and NATO have begun their final withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending America's forever war after nearly 20 years. In mid-April, U.S. President Joe Biden announced the final withdrawal would begin May 1st. Diplomatic and military officials say the packing up began almost 1 month ago. The 25 to 3,500 troops and about 7,000 allied forces will be gone by September 11th at the latest, although Western diplomats in Kabul say July 4th is the goal. The UN Security Council on Friday again demanded the restoration of democracy in Myanmar and the release of all detainees, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and strongly backed calls by Southeast Asian nations for an immediate cessation of violence and talks as a first step towards a solution following the February 1st military coup. The council's press statement followed a briefing by the top UN envoy. The strong united demand for democracy by the people of Myanmar, who have been protesting since the coup, has created unexpected difficulties for military leaders in consolidating power and risk bringing the administration of the nation to a standstill. Powered by consumers and fueled by government aid, the U.S. economy is achieving a remarkably fast recovery from the recession that ripped through the nation last year on the heels of the coronavirus and cost tens of millions of Americans their jobs and businesses. The economy grew last quarter at a vigorous 6.4% annual rate, and expectations are that the current quarter will be even better. Six American oil executives jailed in Venezuela more than 3 years ago on corruption charges have been granted house arrest in a gesture of goodwill toward the Biden administration as it reviews its policy toward the politically turbulent South American country. The partial release of the six employees of Houston-based Citgo was confirmed to the Associated Press by lawyers and family members of the men. So-called Citgo Six were granted house arrest once before, December 2019, only to be re-jailed 2 months later on the same day that former U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed opposition leader Juan Guaido to the White House. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for an amazing hour of Pan-African music and current music news? Well, you are tuned in to the right spot, because I've got exactly that. Inside today's show, we have two interviews, one with Kenyan pop music power couple Nameless and Wahoo, that's presented by Bill Odidi in Nairobi, and the other by yours truly with spoken word artist Tendai Shaba from Malawi. Both acts have exciting new music out, so we'll hear all about that from them and get a chance to listen to some of the music. Then there is a fun story time moment at about quarter past the hour. Reporter Bram Posthumus weaves a wonderful story from Ghana that features multiple characters that all revolve around an eclectic band called the Alostmen and its recent self-titled album release. Mixed in and around all of this, of course, is a great playlist of new and old tunes from Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Cameroon, Algeria, South Africa, Côte d'Ivoire, and a collabo honoring Earth Day that was celebrated worldwide on April 22nd by Ghana's Lamisi featuring moi. Yeah, me. So anyway, let's get started. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We begin in Nigeria with Teniola Apata, better known as Tenny. She released her debut album March 19th. It's just amazing. Has 17 tracks. And she told Apple Music that her goal was to make it so, and I quote, anyone from my mother's hometown in Ondo or my dad's in Ekiti, even in Osaka, Japan, can pick it up, be entertained, inspired, and educated. This is track two, For You, and it features Davido.
12 a.m. in the morning, I still do it for your colors. Don't do me like this, oh, yeah. Arabiti walono, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't wait, oh, I don't wait.
Was Tenny featuring Davido with For You. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. All right, now we're going to stretch out with this next jam for about 4 minutes or so. It's called Summer Yomuti by Black Diamond from, yep, you guessed it, South Africa. And this one, you know, if you haven't had time to relax yet this weekend, this is the tune to do it on. So I'll catch you at the back end. I'm going to kick back and relax myself a bit.
Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Okay, hi everybody. So Earth Day was April 22nd, and to honor this important day, my very own single, in collaboration with Ghanaian singer Lamisi, just happens to fit the bill. In the song, she and I plead to all people living on the planet to treat nature well, with love and respect. If you keep it natural, that's the name of the title, Mother Earth will repay you generously. Lemisi sings in Kusasi, I sing in English, and then sometimes we switch it up.
I'm your healer, I give you life. Keep it natural and I'll make you go stronger.
Take it for granted.
I am more than the life you own.
Take it for granted.
I'm the season, rainy or sunshine. Winter, summer or spring or fall.
Take it for granted.
I'm the need it so
take it for granted.
Was Keep It Natural by La Missy and me, Heather Maxwell. Okay, hey guys. So it's almost time for that wonderful story I told you about the Ghanaian band and its new album, as told by Mali-based reporter Bram Posthumus. But first, we're going to go to Californian / Ivorian singer Feli Chaco. This song, Kawayoko, I just love it. It's got this unique fusion of traditional djembe, rock guitar, and electronic dance music. The lyrics, too, are cool. They celebrate dance and guru culture by just naming all of the popular dance and music styles from that region in Cote d'Ivoire. was Kaweyoko by Feli Chaco, a track from her new album called Gita, or Deep Water, released March 8th.
Hey, this is Msafiri Wose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Now, it's story time. Another of our favorite reporters, Bram Posthumus, loves to tell music stories from mostly West Africa, where he lives, in the Republic of Mali. Listen now as he brings to life this story of the dynamic Ghanaian crew, the Alostmen.
Hi, Heather and everyone else at Music Time in Africa. This is a story from Ghana featuring a runaway boy, a spot in the capital Accra called Tiptoe Lane, a rap artist in a skirt, bananas, and this.
This instrument, the recorder and the polymer.
Soyana.
This is the instantly recognizable sound of the kologo, a string instrument from the northern half of Ghana. The Bolgatunga area, to be precise, home to the Frafra people. And this is where our story begins, with native son, Stevo Atambiri.
When I was a kid, I loved entertainment, and I used to play something like a drum called kologo here. From there, I begin to hear one of the best kologo musicians who called Sambo, and I feel like, yes, I want to be like this man.
But here is the problem, as Stevo explains.
In this region, kologo was something that nobody even wants his or her child to play, because it's only lazy people who play kologo music, because they always find them at the drinking spot.
Well, the elders did have a point in a way, because as Stevo explains himself, as soon as he started earning some money by playing at a funeral, he lost all interest in school. His family were furious, and violently so. But the music kept calling, and so...
So from that, I was not comfortable of being in this region, because I want to play music, and so I ran away to Accra at the age of 15 years.
Right, here's Stevo on the streets of the Ghanaian capital. Close by is a shop run by his sister, who's selling bananas. And then, one day, Stevo sees this rather strikingly eccentric figure approaching wearing a skirt. Who's this? It is One Love the Kubolor, singer, rapper, producer, musician.
I met Stevo late 2007, December, early 2008, January, in an area called Tiptoe Lane. He used to hang out there with his sister Martha, who was selling bananas, and I always used to buy bananas from her. That's how we met.
Stevo had a hard time believing what his sister told him, that One Love was in fact a musician too, who had been playing with none other than King Ayisoba, the kologo grandmaster.
The next time I came, he had his kologo with him, and he started playing one of Ayisoba's songs, and I took out my instruments, the kushka, and started playing with him, and since then we started busking on the streets together.
One Love, whose mother is from Romania, and Stevo went on to form the band Afro Gypsy, with which they toured the world. And as One Love explains, they had plans for an album with just the two of them.
Ever since I met Stevo, I've been recording him. By the time the album was done, the Alostmen band was also formed.
Alostmen is a reference to the forgotten people that live on the streets and nobody seems to care about. The band's songs are full of messages of social consciousness, and at the heart of it, Stevo's ever-evolving, highly original kologo sound.
We have some many kologo players. What they know is what they always do. I always make sure I learn from different people. So it makes my style of play different from all the Kwalibo players in town.
Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. You they teach me how to chew fish. Every day, but the day when you know day, you go worry me. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way.
Steve-O and One Love engaged the services of three other musicians. Joseph Adusiwine on the African violin called Goje, Aminu Abadu on talking drums, and Abednego Soa-Ako on percussion. And a producer from the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, Percy Yip Tong. Together, they put the finishing touches to what was become A Lost Man's debut album. Title? What else? Kologo, of course. Here's Percy Yip Tong.
Ghanaian artist, Ghanaian sound engineer and producer, and with Mauritian producer on my label, Cool Creole Ghana. Funky, rootsy, and with traditional instrument.
Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me how to chop meat. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach
Funky, rootsy indeed. The album was released in its original form in 2017 and travelled quite well. It also got noticed by the people at the London-based Strut record label, where they like heavy-duty rootsy sounds a lot. They gave the music the remix treatment, and it was released anew at the end of January this year, to great acclaim. Corona has meant that there's hardly any touring happening, but musically, this band is off to a flying start. And if the video clips are anything to go by, seeing this band live will blow your mind. And One Love knows why.
Between these four people, there was a certain dynamic which is even bigger than 10-piece, 15-piece band. It's just a killer formula, you know, just all these instruments operate within certain frequencies and they don't clash, and it just makes everything sound so huge and so full.
And if you can get High Life and Ghana funk legend J.W. Ambole to feature on your first album, well, the sky really is the limit, is it not?
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hey there, everybody. This is Heather. How are you doing? You enjoying the show so far? Are you relaxing? I hope so, because don't we all know you deserve it. All right, so I've got two throwback tunes for us to listen to next. Before I introduce you to Tendai Shaba from Malawi, he's got a beautiful new spiritual release out. That's what he calls it. And then we've still got more great music and another interview from Kenya with Nameless and Wahoo. Whew. Okay, but to the throwbacks. Here's number one, Sally Nyolo of Cameroon with Solidarity.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey guys, you just heard Solidarity by Sally Nyolo from her 1998 album Multiculti. And now we're going even further back to a vintage tune from Burkina Faso. This is Koulibaly Tidiane and Dafra Star with a song called De Nwolo. What's cool about this tune is it features electric guitars and a super cool guitar solo in the first part of the song. Drums and bass and a few other instruments, Koulibaly on vocals. And then in the second part of the song, it features a beautiful sound and solo of the pentatonic balafon.
Never my danger man wolo, never my danger man wolo. Oh yeah, ne kele misoro, ne kera kabako peye.
Never my danger man wolo, never my danger man wolo. Oh yeah, ne kele misoro, ne kera kabako peye. Never my danger man wolo, never my danger man wolo. Oh yeah, ne kele misoro.
Wolo karagbalo ye wolo maria yo seche oyo saya dume modu ate todu alibada seche oyo nemana filimi fe ya fama o mbolo jugu yenko ayake doni doni ayake doni don sate moto longola ayake doni doni Kotura kamie o siche oyo nemana filimi fe ya fama o mbolo jugu yenko aye sajuna manyi sajuna manyi sajuna manyi edemi senkene kene emana sa sudombati kwa cheta bagatila ibitani dimie aliki amande Saya dimiye bayalon saya itoroye tawani segiti komina o bayalon saya itoroye Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That was Koulibaly Tidiane and Dafra Star from Burkina Faso, recorded back sometime in the 1970s. All right, guys, switching gears now. Let's hang out with spoken word artist from Malawi. He's got a brand new album out called God is Good, Tendai Shaba. Hey, Tendai, how are you?
I'm good. Greetings from Malawi.
Excellent. Congrats on your new album.
Thank you. Thank you. It was released on 18th April. Yeah, so it's a poetry album, and it fuses music and poetry. So is it excited gospel, for that.
Is it a gospel album 100%?
No, it's a spiritual album, you know. You can say it's gospel, but it's more spiritual.
Spiritual, you know? Okay. So let's listen to the track Nkuji Peleka.
Yes.
And as you mentioned to me earlier, you wrote this in honor of Wambali Nkandawire, who passed away.
Yes.
Yes, so I want to hear about that. But it starts off with you in spoken word, and they got some guest singers on there. So let's just get to listening, and then we'll come back and have you tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay, let's do that.
Kujibereka, I give myself away. A moment of revival. A moment one returns to God and says, I give myself away with all my heart. A moment where one declares to be a moment of revival. Revive my prayer life. Restore my soul. Because without prayer, there is no life.
Okay, Tendai, this is beautiful. So who is this singing right now? Is this Goma Nyondo?
Yes, that is my guest artist, Goma Nyondo, a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's an instrumentalist and a vocalist. And we're all from the northern part of Malawi, me, Wambali, and him. And the common language up there is the Tumbuka language. That is our Tumbuka language. And the original song by Wambali was done in pure Tumbuka language. And Goma has done the same thing, done it in the purest Tumbuka language. It's only me who's doing it in English. it's in our beautiful Tumbuka language.
I see. Yes. So this is one of Wambali's songs that you have reversed.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit more, and then I've got a couple more questions.
Definitely.
Everybody listening, this is a song by Tendai Shaba, who is with us on the line. It's off his brand new album, God is Good. What is the name of the song again?
Revival, and it's a tribute to Wambali's song, Nkuji Peleka, which is Tumbuka for I Give Myself Away.
I give myself away. A moment of revival. A moment one returns to God and says, I give myself away with all my heart. A moment where one declares to be a moment of revival. Revive my prayer life. Restore my soul. Because without prayer, there is no life.
So I have a question about that. Why did you decide to do this song?
Yeah, I met the late Wambari last year. We were working on a mental health awareness event, and that's where we had moments to discuss about, you know, artistry and trying to have a relevant voice and creating art that is relevant. And it was at that moment where I told him, you know, personally that you have a classic song, because I believe this is one of his most popular songs ever, Nkuji Berega. Mm-hmm. And then I told him that, you know, let's try to, you know, rework the song, you know, trying to introduce it to a new audience. And I told him that let's add some poetry to it and trying to repurpose the song. Yeah, so that's what we did. And unfortunately, the great man passed away.
Did you know that he was very, very ill and that he could pass?
No. It was a shock, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were planning to have dinner, just so that we, you know, just spend some time. But then that didn't happen. That's when the sad news came in that the great man passed away. So it's very shocking.
He never got to listen to the song.
No, that's the thing. That's the problem, you know. So, yeah. So it's more of a tribute now.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I see.
And I know that we made him proud with this recording. Yes.
Let's listen to the last bit.
No, okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Who was playing guitar on that?
That's Goma Nyondo. He played the guitars and the strings.
Beautiful, Tendai.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks for reaching out and letting me know about your new release. And for people listening, they can where can they find your music?
It'll be available on all streaming sites, Deezer, Spotify. That'll be in the next week.
For people listening, where can they find your music?
It'll be available on all streaming sites, Deezer, Spotify. That'll be in the next week. But in the meantime, you can get it on my website, tendaishawa.com. Yes.
Okay.
And they'll be playing it as well. So, yeah.
You're hearing it right now. Well, it was so great to have you on.
Always a pleasure, Heather. Thank you so much.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Make you take your time, oh, you want to deceive me, no, they waste my time, oh. They look your eyes, oh, yeah. You want to play me for a fool?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they waste my time, oh, oh, oh yeah.
take my time, now your fault, baby. Every day I fight, oh, yeah. Don't be say I be bango, but you know one to reason. You know the way make a land, oh, no, no. Now only God can judge, and I know what deceive you. I know I'm gonna break your heart.
They sip my money like a mountain.
Mm. Oh, no, no.
That was Yemi Alade with Deceive, featuring Rude Boy. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are not done yet with exciting music news. No way, man. Bill?
Hey, greetings from Nairobi. Thanks, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here to introduce you to Kenya's Power Music couple, Nameless and Wahoo.
You and I have something special, baby. Something we only see in the movies.
This Love by Wahoo. So there are two versions of the same song. One is by Wahoo, the other is by her husband, Nameless. How does this concept work?
Nameless was working on a song. Then I was like, oh, I love the beat. And so I came and I asked him, can I write something to it? And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? So I started writing, and what I was writing was love, happiness. Kumbe on the flip side, this guy, but he was writing on the same beat, but the extreme opposite. That was his version of it, and I had a version. And we were thinking, should we do it as one song? Should we not? Then Sedo, who actually was the producer on the track, was like, yo, why don't we unite the songs in this way? Number one, give them the same chorus. Number two, put them on the same beat. Number three, release them on the same day. Number four, shoot them in the same venue. And we're like, yo, I have never seen something like that.
So if you're wondering who this Kenyan music couple are, I can leave it up to them, Nameless and Wahoo, to tell you about themselves and their first joint musical project.
We've been together, dating and married for 22, 23 years. It's always been in the back of our minds that at some point we want to come together and join either for a single or for an album. 3 years ago is when we started thinking that it would be nice to do it as a project, as an album project.
Yeah, it was a struggle to come up with one perfect collaboration, which was what we were thinking about at some point earlier on. But when we started talking about it as an album, and we realized a lot of people actually would value us to share more on the different aspects of life instead of just, so, you know, different ups, downs, ugly, beautiful, everything, you know, about love. And so we said, let's do it as an album.
Signorita, unachizisha bazenga. Signorita, fuga yako ya nikoroga. Signorita, macho yako ya meremeta. Signorita, my love.
So Nameless and Wahoo are powerful brands on their own, but what do they actually call themselves for this new project?
We asked the fans, you know, to help us come up with a name. The main three that came up was Nameless and Wahoo, because people felt that brand has already been built. Don't lose that. Madenges, were others were saying, you know what, you guys, we know you when you're together as Madenges, so just keep that. And then others were like, yeah, the M sounds cool because, you know, So what we actually decided when we saw everyone seemed to be contributing for very valid points is, why don't we just retain all the three? We say Nameless and Wahoo present the M.
Alejandro, unanichanganya. Alejandro, kuna vile unanivutia. Alejandro, unachizisha wani murder. Alejandro, my love.
Baby, kiwa nawe ninaburuka kama ndege.
I like the song, and I know you, Heather, love it too. Te Amo by Nameless and Wahoo presents the M's. I'm Bill Odidi, right in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. Take it away, Heather.
Te Amo, Te Amo.
All right, Bill, thank you. And yes, you're right, I do love that song. Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed that too. And listen, last week I did a video clip feature on it and on the couple, Nameless and Wahoo. And you know, you should check it out. It's on all of my social media and my YouTube channel. It's cool. Okay, the last song of the hour. We're here. Can't believe it. This is Melayim by Soul King featuring Daju.
J'ai les deux mains sur tes épaules, histoire que le monde te laisse tranquille. Ils veulent nous voir sur les réseaux, je vais leur donner. Ce soir on sort mon bébé, j'ai la robe qu'il te faut. Y'a plein de couples autour, mais je crois qu'en ça c'est nous deux. Pas le même style, pas le même déo, pas le même niveau. Y'a plein de couples autour, mais je crois qu'en ça c'est nous deux. Yeah.
Melayim by Soul King. It is time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you all for spending part of your weekend with me and us here on The Voice of America. It has been a pleasure and a delight. Also, a special thank you to musical guests Tendai Shaba, Nameless and Wahoo, The Lost Men, and to reporters Bill Odidi and Bram Posthumus. On Shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 9:05 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays, at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. You can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.